30 years ago today, a string of poisoning shocked the nation. Cyanide, hidden in Tylenol, killed 7 people in the Chicago suburbs. Pharmacies pulled Tylenol off the shelf. No one was ever charged with the crime. Those crimes radically transformed the way over-the-counter drugs are packaged, though, and Tylenol's public relations response is often cited as some kind of model for corporate crisis management. From WBEZ in Chicago, Tricia Bobito reports.
I have a new package of extra-strength Tylenol here. First, I have to tear open the cardboard box. Then, let's see, it says push down and turn to open. Clockwise. Okay. Now I have to pick at the edges of this seal, which has "sealed for your protection," written in all caps, about 12 times. And is there cotton in this bottle? Nope. This is a lot of steps, but 30 years ago, what stood between a headache sufferer and their medicine?
Nothing. You stopped the cap off and there was the pills. And back then they were capsules. And you'd take the capsules apart and all the little balls of medication would roll out.
That's Richard Keyworth. He was a firefighter in the Chicago suburbs and one of the first investigators in the Tylenol murders case. This weekend marks 30 years since poisoned Tylenol killed 7 people in Chicago suburbs. Keyworth says investigators quickly realized the poison was hidden in bottles of Tylenol, but no one knew how it got there or how many people were at risk.
There was a feeling of helplessness, and you know, Tylenol is a medication for everything. If you can't trust that, what can you trust?
Investigators said the poison was likely slipped into bottles after they were already on store shelves. Johnson & Johnson then recalled about $100 million worth of Tylenol. The FBI has reopened the cold case, and investigators are using new technology to search for DNA evidence. Mark Mandel was finishing up pharmacy school in Chicago when the Tylenol murder story broke in 1982. He says for a while, people were scared to take just about any medication.
You really had to try to reassure people, but how confident were you as an individual? Because no one knew. It was unknown, you know, who the attacker was, what the motive was, and it was out there.
The death spurred new regulations on over-the-counter drug packaging. The FDA and Congress quickly passed a federal anti-tampering law. Mandel says there shouldn't be any confusion now about how to handle a product with a broken seal.
Sort of in your face, you know, if anything appears wrong, don't use it.
Over time, Tylenol bounced back to its status as a household name. O.C. Farrell is a marketing ethics professor at the University of New Mexico. He says the way Johnson & Johnson handled the Tylenol case is still considered textbook crisis management.
If you're a really good company like they were in making this recall, you've got to say, if we don't protect the brand name and our integrity of our reputation, then nothing will matter in the long run.
Now for many Tylenol users, perhaps the biggest thing they worry about is getting the bottle open. For NPR News, I'm Tricia Bobita in Chicago.